Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school basketball from last night, lots of boys and girls hoops on the slate. And in girls basketball, it was Atlantic falling to Glenwood in Hawkeye 10 play. Glenwood wins it 71-45. In other Hawkeye 10 action, it was Kemper Catholic 56-50 over Denison Schleswig. Harlan topped Shenandoah 58-28, and Red Oak was a 57-56 winner over Lewis Central. In Western Iowa Conference action, AHSTW a 39-31 win over Underwood. Audubon topped Tri-Center 58-21. IKM Manning was a 74-14 winner over Riverside, and Trainer 54-11 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam 68-53 over West Harrison. Peyton Sherdan 51-35 over Glidden-Ralston. Exira EHK topped Coon Rapids Bayard 73-45. In quarter conference action, Fremont Mills a 61-11 win over Essex, and Sydney beat Stanton 60-51. Pride of Iowa play, it was Lennox a 33-26 win over Bedford. Martinsdale St. Mary's also topped Wayne 69-39. Central Decatur a 65-23 win over East Union. Mount Air topped Southwest Valley 59-44. And Nottoway Valley a 66-44 winner over Grandview Christian. Other scores, it was Ballard topping ADM 63-26. Carroll was a 75-28 winner over Perry. ACGC tops Madrid 51-36. Also, it was Des Moines Christian 55-34 over Earlham. West Central Valley tops Ogden 54-39. It was a winner set of 50-42 winner over Boone. Also, Van Meter topped I-35 51-33. And Woodward Granger was a 41-40 winner over Panorama. Also, Council Bus Abraham Lincoln defeats Sioux City North 67-37. Thomas Jefferson, a 45-35 winner over Sioux City West. That's your look at your girls' basketball scores there for you from last night. Also, taking a look at boys' basketball in Hawkeye 10 Conference action, it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic by a 10-point margin, 75-65. The other half of the doubleheader there last night in Glenwood, so the Rams get the sweep. Also in Hawkeye 10 action, Harlan is 80-42 winner over Shenandoah. Clarinda beat St. Albert 68-57. Denison Schleswig a 57-47 winner over Kemper Catholic. And Lewis Central a 69-48 win over Red Oak. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning 46-28 over Riverside. Also, Tri-Center beats Audubon 72-42. Trainer a 63-33 winner over Missouri Valley. And Underwood tops AHSTW 67-57. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam 70-45 over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira EHK 59-45. And Peyton Sherdan was a 50-48 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Quarter conference action, Fremont Mills 67-17 over Essex. And Stanton gets by Sydney 71-60. In some Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Bedford 82-49 over Lennox. Central Decatur defeats East Union 74-50. Martinsdale St. Mary's 68-17 over Wayne. Mount Air top Southwest Valley 75-42. And it was Nottoway Valley a 71-62 winner over Grandview Christian. In other scores, from last night's play, it was Ballard 76-73 over ADM. Carroll tops Perry 71-20. Also, it was in other action, Council Bus Abraham Lincoln 67-27 over Sioux City North. Madrid tops ACGC 77-61. Panorama 59-57 winner over Woodward Granger. And Ogden tops the West Central Valley 72-31. Pleasantville a 74-47 winner over Woodward Academy. And it was Van Meter 77-44 over I-35. Sioux City West topped Thomas Jefferson 55-48. Sioux City East over Bishop Heelan 62-51. And that's a look at your high school boys basketball scores there as well from last night. Moving on to college basketball, game we had for you here on the radio. The fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines have rebounded from a lopsided loss to Louisville by winning their Big Ten opener. Franz Wagner scored 18 points, and the 8-1 Wolverines overcame a 44-point performance by Luca Garza to beat Iowa 103-91. John Teske and Xavier Simpson added 16 points each for Michigan, which had six players with at least 12. Garza set a record for the most points by an opposing player at Michigan's Chrysler Arena, breaking the mark of 39 by Ohio State's Dennis Hobson in 1987. But the Wolverines carried a 12-point lead into the second half and never allowed Iowa to get closer than 7 the rest of the way. Other top 25 action, it was Jordan Nora scoring 19 points. In top-ranked Louisville improved to 9-0 with a 64-47 victory against Pittsburgh. Backup Malik Williams had 13 points and 11 boards as the Cardinals put the game away with a 17-4 spurt in the second half. Trey Jones scored 15 points and 10th-ranked Duke rallied from an early 12-point deficit to beat Virginia Tech 77-63. Vernon Carey Jr. and Wendell Moore Jr. had 12 points each for the 9-1 Blue Devils, who used second-half runs of 12-2 and 12-3 to capture that ACC opener. Moving on from a basketball to the wrestling mat, Atlantic Cam crowned the 3 champions, and they finished in 3rd place overall at the Joe Fitch Wrestling Tournament at Humboldt last night. It was Atlantic Cam notching 209 points. They finished behind Humboldt, who won it with 251.5, and Emmitsburg was 2nd with 244.5. Kemper Catholic also finishing 6th there at that tourney. Atlantic Cam's champions included Abram Moore at 113, Caden Stutzman at 152, and Kale Roller at 285. Also, Joe Weaver was runner-up at 126 pounds there for the Trojans. In college football, the Oregon Ducks are the Pac-12 football champions following convincing victory over Utah. C.J. Verdell ran for 208 yards and broke the game open with 2 long touchdown runs in the 4th quarter to lead the 13th-ranked Ducks to a 37-15 trouncing of the number 5 Utes. Utah went on a 20-0 hole in the first half and then gave up a 70-yard touchdown run to Verdell after cutting the deficit to 23-15. The outcome destroys the Utes' chances of reaching the college football playoff semifinals. It also paves the way for the winner of the Big 12 title game between Oklahoma and Baylor to get into the playoff as long as top-ranked LSU beats number 4 Georgia in the SEC championship game here today. And plenty of those championship games on tap here today in games around the country, and it'll start off with 11 o'clock kickoff for that Big 12 title game as Baylor takes on Oklahoma there for that 11 a.m. kick there in Dallas. Also, it'll be Miami, Ohio taking on Central Michigan in the MAC championship at 11 a.m. A Sun Belt title game between Appalachian State and Louisiana Lafayette will kick off at 11. 12:30, it's the Conference USA title game as UAB will face Florida Atlantic. The American Athletic Championship game will be at 2:30 this afternoon as Cincinnati takes on Memphis. The SEC title game's at 3 o'clock as Georgia takes on LSU. The Mountain West title game at 3 o'clock this afternoon as Boise State will host or take on Hawaii. And then in the ACC Championship game, it'll be Clemson facing Virginia at 6:30 tonight. And the Big Ten title game is at 7 o'clock this evening as Ohio State takes on Wisconsin. That's a look at your rundown of all those championship football games that will be played here today. And in news in the NFL, we'll have a game for you tomorrow on the radio as the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road to take on the New England Patriots. 2 o'clock pregame kickoff will be just after 3 o'clock, about 3:20 here or so. We'll have the game here on the Chiefs Radio Network coming up on Sunday afternoon. And in a baseball note, postseason star Howie Kendrick is staying with Washington. 2 people with knowledge of the negotiations say the infielder has accepted a 1-year, $6.25 million contract with the World Series champs. Kendrick hit .344 with 17 home runs and 62 RBIs in 121 games for the Nats here this year. And that's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.